Turn to Philippians chapter 1. We're not going to go to Philippians chapter 3 this morning, simply because I'm not fully prepared to speak from where we were in Philippians chapter 3. Very, very important message, Philippians chapter 3, because after Paul says, finally, my brethren, I know you're in Philippians chapter 1, just hang on for a minute. But in Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. And then he says, beware. And Paul begins to give a warning to the church at Philippi. And we're probably going to look at that next week. But I want us to go back to Philippians chapter 1 just to begin. Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 21, where Paul writes, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. For to me to live is Christ. That's a very important verse to Lakes Bond Baptist Church. Very important verse because of the ministry that God has given to this church with our youth in Baptist Bible Academy. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for your word. Lord, I pray that this morning your word would speak to our hearts and encourage us and strengthen us. And we'll give you all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. This past week, in fact, this past Thursday was once again a special day. It was not only the last day of school for Baptist Bible Academy, but it was graduation day. And it's always a enjoyable day. It's all, well, let's see, a couple of years ago, we had to have graduation in the rain in the parking lot. Maybe not as enjoyable. But Thursday morning, we had three precious young people that graduated from kindergarten. And what a joy it was to see them up here reading their stories. It's one of my favorite times of the year is to see these kindergarten students that finally realize that they can read. That they can read. And it might seem simple to you, but to them, it's opening up a new door in the world, isn't it? And then Thursday night, we had one senior graduate. We had a graduation ceremony for one senior. But it just brought my attention back to the importance, not brought it back, but once again reminded me of the importance of our youth. The importance of our youth. Back in the 1960s and the 1970s, culture in America, and the culture across the world, but really the culture in America, was changing dramatically. In fact, I didn't know this, but I just was looking back, and the culture in the 70s began to be known as the me generation. And everything was about me. I graduated from high school in 1974. So I was right in the young person right in the midst of all of that. And without going into all the description and all the changes that were taking place, it was in the 1970s that God burdened Pastor Hunt to do something for the young people of Lakes Bond Baptist Church, to help them in their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Baptist Bible Academy was started. And here we are 45 years later. Amen? 45 years later. And I want you to begin by turning to the Gospel of Luke chapter 14. Because when you look at it from a statistical standpoint, or if you were to look at our Christian school from a business standpoint or a don't know, any other way of looking at it, you'd say, why? Why? Why Baptist Bible Academy? For in Luke chapter 14, in verse number 28, Jesus gives this parable, and he says, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he is sufficient to finish it? The Bible says, first of all, consider the cost. Well, you know, I would rather not. I'd rather just continue trusting God and not stop to think about the cost. Because I just stopped and considered the cost this morning, just the financial cost. The financial cost of Baptist Bible Academy in the last number of years has been in the range of millions of dollars. This church ministry invests millions of dollars in the ministry of Baptist Bible Academy. Between the school building and between our annual budget, our church, this church, is committed to that cost. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for Lakes Pond Baptist Church. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. Because never do we hear a complaint about the cost and the financial cost of Baptist Bible Academy. But there's more. Because in verse number 31, Jesus goes on and say, or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 10,000. But not only is there a cost, but there's a commitment. And I'm thankful for every teacher, every staff member, every volunteer. I don't know the number of people that are committed to the lives of our young people in regard to the school ministry. And beyond the school ministry, the Awana ministry, Sunday school ministry. I wonder if I would ask this morning, how many people? Well, let's just do that. How many people are involved in the school ministry? Stand up, would you please? Anybody that's involved in the school ministry. Everybody that's involved in the school ministry. Everybody, volunteer, everybody that's involved in the Awana ministry, everybody that's involved in the Sunday school ministry, everybody that's involved with any kid in Lakes Pond Baptist Church. That's all of us, amen? Thank you, may be seated. But there's a reason for all of this. Because the youth are important. You know, Pastor Donnie just alluded to when Jesus fed the 5,000. When he took those loaves and those fishes and broke them and did that miracle and fed the 5,000. May I remind you that it was not an adult, was not a hardworking man or a hardworking woman that provided those fish and that bread to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a child. It was the youth. And we cannot underestimate the importance of our youth this morning. And I want us to turn to the book of Daniel this morning, Daniel chapter 1. And I want to just encourage you and remind you and challenge you and strengthen you in regard to the importance of youth. Because as the culture changed in the 60s and the 70s, the culture is changing even more rapidly now. And it's affecting the youth of America. It's affecting the youth across the world. In other countries, there's children, young children. I mean really young children that are not in school because they're staying home and taking care of their younger brothers and sisters. In the United States, the culture has changed so much. And not in a good way. But it reminds me of what we find in Daniel chapter 1. And from Daniel chapter 1, I want to speak to you this morning about the importance of youth, the importance of each one of us caring and helping our youth. Daniel chapter 1, we have the story of not only Daniel, but four young men. But not only four young men, but four young men within the context of a group of others. Because it was not only Daniel, it was not only Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah that were brought to Babylon, but there were others as well. But in Daniel chapter 1, we begin to read in verse number 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels unto the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. And now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. The first thing that we would take note of in verses 1 through 7, and we can bring it forward to 2000 and, what year are we in? 2022. We can bring forth the truth of the contrast between Christ and culture. Because there's a big difference, folks. Baptist Bible Academy, the ministries of Lake Spawn Baptist Church, the emphasis to build lives for Christ so that young people would grow up with a determination for me to live as Christ, to die as gain. But in this context, in Daniel chapter 1, these young people were taken, and they were taken to a foreign place. And the purpose of the Chaldeans was to conform them to the culture of the world, to change them from who they are and how they had been brought up and what they believed and how they lived. And you can see that in verse 4. In verse 4, it says in the latter part, whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. So the king says, we want to teach them our ways. We want to teach them our philosophy. We want to teach them our manners. We want to teach them from our perspective, the world's perspective. Verse number 5, the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank. And he says, we want to just feed them with what we eat, what we partake of. And also in verse number 5, they said, we're going to do this for 3 years. So there was a concentrated time span where the Babylonians tried to change. And talking with different pastors, different places, one of the challenges, one of the things that took place in the last few years, and due to the COVID-19 and all of that that went on, was that it really affected the young people. Because the culture of this world kept up the pressure. But many places, the young people of churches, young people of Christian homes, did not have the benefit of being in Christian schools or in youth ministries within the church because it was stopped, it was shut down in other parts of the world. In other parts of the world, they tried to do live streaming like we did, but wasn't as successful. And the real effect was more than on adults, but it was on the young people. In fact, in verse number 6 and verse number 7, they changed the names of these people. Daniel's name. Name Daniel means God is my judge. And they said, we're going to change your name to Belteshazzar. We're Bel, the god of the Chaldeans, the number one god of the Chaldeans. That's your prince. Hananiah means Jehovah has favored. But instead, we're going to give you a new name, Shadrach. And that refers to the sun god whom they worshiped. Mishael, who is like our God. And his name was changed to Meshach, the god of the earth. Azariah, Jehovah has helped. We're going to change that to Abednego, servant of the shining fire. And in the lives of these four young people, but more than these four young people, there was more young people that were brought into captivity than just Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. There was a whole group of them. But the world continued to put pressure on them. Just as the world continues to put pressure on our young people today to change them. Pressures them with a culture of a world that is apart from God and contrary to God and against God. But our purpose is totally different. Our purpose is to build them up in the Lord Jesus Christ. So as it says in 2 Peter chapter 3, that they might grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. The theme or the emphasis or the, the motto, whatever, of Baptist Bible Academy is building lives for Christ. Building lives for Christ. And how important that is. Because you see, not only do we see the pressure of the world, the pressure of the world is just more and more. 2022, many of our school systems across the United States are now having to have expanded daycare. Not for the staff, but for the students who have children. And our youth are important, folks. Our youth are vitally important. And Christ has to be and is more important than culture. And through the ministries of Lake Spawn Baptist Church, we seek to help them understand how important Christ is, how important Jesus Christ is, that Jesus Christ is everything, and that he is more important in their lives than anything else. For without Christ, there's nothing. But you see as well in Daniel chapter 1, we see also another important factor in verse number 8. So these young people are brought into captivity, and the king says, we're going to give them 3 years. We're going to take 3 years. And in these 3 years, we are going to do our best to change them to fit within our culture. We've basically about 18 years, don't we, to help our young people, don't we? And then they're off on their own, right? And how important those 18 years are. How important that kindergarten class is, where they start learning eternal truths. How important every grade is, every Sunday school class, every Awana meeting, every youth activity, how important it is. And that is why this camp that you're going to see a video about tonight is so important. Because you see, those young people that you'll hear about tonight, they don't have the privilege of Christian school. They don't have the privilege of being influenced 5 days a week by godly people that give their lives because they care about the young people and their relationship with Christ. But in verse number 8, it says this, but Daniel purposed in his heart, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? They shall make me endanger my head to the king. Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. And then thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. And as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. Daniel had understanding in all vision and dreams. And at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then had the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them was none found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even under the first year of King Cyrus. God had his hand upon these young people. And God blessed these young people. And God showed himself real and powerful and mighty in the lives of these young people. But I want you to bring your attention back to verse number 8. Because here is a vital truth that is so important. This is why we encourage our young people. This is why we teach them. This is why we befriend them. This is why we minister to them. This is why we help them all along the way. Is so they would be committed to the Lord Jesus Christ and not conformed to the world. That they would be committed to Christ. You see, it says Daniel purposed in his heart. He purposed in his heart. In his heart, Daniel purposed that my God is real. My God is important. My life before God is important. Daniel purposed that he was going to live for the Lord, trust God, serve God, and live before God. And God blessed that. God blessed that. Over in the book of Romans chapter 12, the Bible tells us this. In Romans chapter 12, verse number 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's a challenge for young people today. That's a big challenge for young people today. Not to be conformed. That word conformed means to be pressured into fitting into the mold. Not to be conformed to the world. But to be committed to Jesus Christ. To present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And this was the purpose of Daniel's heart. Daniel's heart was such that he says, I can see the pressure. I can feel the pressure. I know this pressure. But I'm not going to allow myself to conform, be conformed to the world around me. But I'm going to stay committed to Jesus Christ. And he purposed in his heart. And along with him purposed Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And the purpose of our ministries to our youth is to strengthen them in that resolve, to encourage them and help them along the way, that their lives would be committed to Jesus Christ. Are they perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. Are we perfect? No. What's our heart's purpose? For to me to live is Christ. And they said in their heart, this is our heart's desire. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes. Will God be with us? Yes. Will God take care of us? Yes. Will God bless? Yes. But we must resolve to be committed to Jesus Christ with our lives. And that is a primary focus. That's a primary focus of our ministries. Is that our young people would be committed to Jesus Christ. But there's another important point here in Daniel chapter 1. And I know you've heard what I've just spoken from Daniel chapter 1 over and over again. That's nothing new to you. But there's another truth in Daniel chapter 1 that I want us to understand. A very important truth that is brought up to me over and over and over again. And I'll respond this morning from God's word. And it's this. It's that godly companionship is more important than crowds. Godly companionship for our youth is more important than crowds. You see, in Daniel chapter 1, the Bible gives us four young men. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. But I want you to notice something. I want you to go down to verse number 15. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which should eat the portion of the king's meat. A lot of times when we look at Daniel chapter 1, we look at these four young men, and that's all we see. But those four young men were part of a larger group of individuals, a larger group of young people. And yet when it came to push and shove, when it came to living for the Lord, these four young men said, you know what? We're going to stick together. Only four of them. There's only four of them. And they said, we're going to stick together. We're going to be companions. Look at Daniel chapter 2 and verse number 15. Daniel says to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. So Daniel's heard that the king has a dream, and now it needs to be interpreted. And if no one can interpret it, that all the prophets and wise men and everything, they're all going to die. Verse 16, Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, his companions. Who did Daniel go to? He didn't go to a crowd of people. He went to three other young men that were his companions that he knew that had the same purpose in life, commitment to the Lord, had the same godly life. Because Daniel knew one thing. Daniel knew that these three companions were more important than a big crowd of people. I found that in the ministry as a pastor. It's what's important is having some good, godly, close friends that you can count on. And that's what's important to our youth, is that they would grow up and have, maybe not a huge number, but that their companions, their friends, would be a blessing to them as they walk together with the purpose of living for the Lord Jesus Christ. I know this, that as a pastor, that there are some men that I can count on right now, that I could call up right now at this very moment, that I consider close, godly friends of mine as a pastor. And they mean more to me than being familiar with a large number of people. And that's what's important, folks. Because you see, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 33 says, evil communications corrupt good manners. Being careful about who your friends are, being careful about who your companions are, is so important because it affects your life. And that's why we have Baptist Bible Academy. That's why we have Awana. That's why we have Sunday school. So that our young people can grow up in an live for Christ, have companionship with others that want to live for Christ, want to grow in Christ. And that's why our church, that's why we are committed to the ministries of our youth. That's why we're committed to Baptist Bible Academy. That's why we're committed to our youth programs. I mean, in conclusion, you stop and think about it. If we were to undervalue our youth, we could put up a beautiful new auditorium with the money that we invest in our youth. We could do a lot of other things, folks. With all the money that we spend investing in the lives of our young people. But I'll tell you this, it would not be worth it. Not 1 minute. Because the life of every young person in Lakes Palm Baptist Church and every young person in Baptist Bible Academy is of much more value than any physical building or facility or anything else you could invest in. And I just want to say thank you this morning to Lakes Palm Baptist Church for your commitment to the next generation. Because it's your kids. Not kids. Kids are goats. It's your children. And they are precious. They are precious. From the littlest ones to the ones that are no longer in school. You're precious to the Lord and you're precious to us. And may God give us the grace to stay committed to our young people, to help them. You say, Pastor, how do we help? Not everybody can be involved in the ministries of the school or the youth. I'll tell you how you can help. As parents, commit yourself to every program, every ministry that your children is involved in. Be faithful. You say, well, I'm not a parent anymore. Well, you're always a parent if you until they get your inheritance. But anyways, how else can we be a help? By being an example to them. By praying for them. Most of all, by being their friend. Be a friend to a young person. Be their friend. I didn't say be their judge. Be their friend. Let them know that you as an adult are a real person with a real life that simply loves the Lord. Be their friend. Lighten up a little bit. And be their friend. Little Cammie and I have a special relationship. She won't let me be a cheerleader. When we went to cross country meets, the kids were cheering. And so I went up and I said, Cammie, can I cheer? Oh, no, Pastor. No, you may not. And it's just a simple little thing. But the other morning the other night at graduation, before graduation, she was sitting in a chair and I went up to her and I said, now, Cammie, I know you like to cheer, but when Pastor gets up to speak, please do not stand on your seat and yell, go, Pastor Meter. I said, that would not be appropriate. She looks at me, she says, I wouldn't do that. You see, folks, just having a relationship with a young person is so important to them. And we need them. The next generation needs them. And so don't undervalue our youth. And don't undervalue the ministries to our youth. Pray for them, encourage them, be faithful to them, so that God can use them in the days ahead, just like he used Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. God wants to use these young people in our midst for his glory in the days ahead. And he wants us to be a part in building their lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for thy word. And Lord, I pray that your word has just been an encouragement to us, Lord, to not be weary in well-doing, but to continue on. Lord, we thank for our young people this morning, for each and every one of them. Lord, I pray that you'd strengthen their hearts and their lives this morning, encourage them. Lord, may each one grow up to love you and to live for you. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.